with a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. The national airline is upping its trips to Honduras.
Our La Ceiba route has proven to be so popular this summer that we've added even more Friday flights in August and September to close out the busy summer travel season.
Cayman Airways' Olivia Scott tells Radio Cayman the airline added 3 extra Friday flights for July and early August, complementing the weekly Wednesday flights. Now, an additional 4 Friday flights have been added for travel between August 21st and September 11th.
Known as the ecotourism and entertainment capital of Honduras, La Ceiba also serves as a gateway to the Bay Islands, with convenient domestic flight connections and ferry services.
For more information, head to caymanairways.com. The latest National Coalition for Caymanian Administration recruitment drive is this afternoon.
So the Hello to Hire program is focused on our unemployed folks. The program will be at the Marriott. We have invited about 100 unemployed Caymanians. I'm asking everyone to come out who've confirmed.
Employment Minister the Honorable Michael Miles tells Radio Cayman, Hello to Hired is designed to connect Caymanian job seekers directly with employers and provide access to practical career support on one location. This afternoon's event will bring together job seekers, participating employers, and workforce support partners with opportunities for networking, interviews, and employment guidance. In other local news, sports medicine took center stage as Dr. Jillian Lawrence broke down why an integrated team-based model is becoming essential for Cayman's athletes. She explained that sports medicine goes far beyond treating a sprained ankle or a pulled muscle. It looks at how movement changes the body at a cellular level and how that science can be used to improve performance, prevent injuries, and extend an athlete's career. Dr. Lawrence says Cayman's new sports medicine initiative is built on centralized, multidisciplinary care, a model proven to make athletes 0.5% better, the kind of margin that decides gold from silver. She highlighted that structured return-to-play protocols, baseline testing, and unified communication between practitioners are key to reducing injury rates and ensuring athletes return stronger, not just sooner. After a well-received evening of presentations and questions, Dr. Lawrence says the biggest takeaway is clear. Cayman sporting community, from coaches to trainers to medical professionals, is hungry for more education. And with more people moving, more youth in sport, and more emerging elite athletes, she believes this integrated approach is something Cayman needs from the grassroots up. She closed by urging all athletes and schools to prioritize baseline testing, calling it imperative for safety and long-term development. In regional news, Barbados' Customs and Excise Department is reporting a major haul of contraband so far this year. Acting Comptroller Lynette Padmore says teams at the airport, Bridgetown Port, and the General Post Office have seized nearly 1,000 kilos of cannabis worth about $8 million, along with 12 firearms, 5 magazines, and roughly 900 rounds of ammunition. Cocaine, methamphetamines, tactical gear, tasers, and drones were also confiscated. Padmore says Customs collected $5.46 billion in revenue between 2023 and July of 2026, though more than $3 million was lost through concessions, waivers, and tax evasion practices such as undervaluation of imports. And Trinidad and Tobago police have opened an investigation after a newborn girl was discovered in a cardboard box along St. Mary's Road in South Oropouche. Officers say a 23-year-old woman heard crying near the primary school around midday on Thursday and found the infant inside a plastic bag wrapped in a blanket with the umbilical cord still attached. She and a neighbor took the baby to the Oropouche police station, and the child was later taken for medical care. Police say the mother has since been identified and inquiries are ongoing. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Trump has threatened further escalation in the US trade war with Canada, saying he'll increase tariffs on cars and steel to 50%. At the weekend, Canada suspended trade negotiations because of what it called unacceptable American demands. The Trump administration is preparing to unveil more economic sanctions against Iran as the war it started grinds on. Tehran says the threat is a sign of desperation. Yemen's Houthis say they've hit a Saudi oil tanker in the Red Sea with a ballistic missile. The Iran-backed group, which controls most of Yemen, declared a maritime blockade of Saudi Arabia last month. New figures show the world's oceans are at their warmest on record. The EU's climate change watchdog said non-polar oceans reached an average of 21.1 degrees Celsius on Friday.
That's the end of Radio K-Man's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. Stay tuned. Your financial report and weather forecast are next.